Okay, so Reb Chaim Volozhin now is going to talk about a tremendous concept called Chidushei Torah. Chidushei Torah generally means Chidushim, new ideas in Torah. Okay, now he's going to tell us two things in this piece. One is going to tell us how amazing Chidushei Torah are. That's number one. Okay. Number two, he's going to tell us that Chidushei Torah does not mean necessarily something that we think it means. When we think of Chidushei Torah, what we usually think is a Chidush of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who had a question and came up with a whole connection of two Gemarot, and you have to write Sfarim, and if you don't write Sfarim, there's no Chidushei Torah. So we're going to listen very carefully to Reb Chaim Volozhin. First, we're going to talk about, in a few other places, what he writes about Chidushei Torah. Because what he writes about Chidushei Torah is really, really incredible. Okay? So let me see if I can find, if I can pull it up. We like to pull up the Sefer, Nefesh HaChaim. This is not a piece in the Keser Rosh. This is a piece in the Nefesh HaChaim. He talks about Chidushei Torah. So I want to show you what he says. Yeah, I found it. Okay. Here, look at the beautiful words he writes here about Chidushei Torah. Says Nefesh HaChaim like this. Kol shekin chidushin amitim de'araita, mitchadshim aydei adam. If a person makes Chidushei Torah, ein aroch legodel noirois niflois. There is no value. You can't think of the value, which are how great they are. Shekol milo milo protest every word. Hamischadesh as mipi adam, that is a chidush. Kutcha brichu nashik le Hashem himself kisses it umatel and uses it as his crown. V'nivne meno olam chadash, and he uses that as the foundation to build a new world. That's what it means, the new land. And then he brings a piece in the Zohar HaKadosh. Basically, the piece in the Zohar says, how much a person should learn Torah? Begin because he listens to you when you're learning, and every word that is being learned in the Torah, by a person learning, is making a new sky. And at that time, the Mila Deraisa is Chadish, Mipume de Barnash, that at the moment that the word of Torah is in this Chadish, Hahimil is Salka, it goes up, is Ados Kameh, the Kutcha Brihu, and Hashem takes it, not till Lahu Mila, he takes that word, Vinoshekli, he kisses it, Vatale, Vishivin, Itun, Glyphin, Machakaka. This is what Chidushei Torah does. Okay? Unbelievable. More in the Zohar HaKadosh about it. Okay, so this is what Chidushei Torah does. Okay, now I wonder if it has a Sefer Keser Rosh in Safari. I assumed it didn't, so I didn't even look. No, it doesn't have it here, right? Okay, so anyway, this is what it says over there. Unbelievable, amazing concept in the Nefesh HaChaim from the Zohar HaKadosh. What the concept of Chidushei Torah is. Okay. Now, can we ever, in our lowly state, ever in every state, can we ever get to the level of Chidushei Torah? So this is what he says over here. Chidushei Torah, says the Reb Chaim Volozhin, what is Chidushei Torah? So I told you that's the level. Says the Reb Chaim Volozhin, Nikra, kol ma shelomed yoiser, if you learn something over again, umitbarim hadvarim, and something becomes clear to you, umischavrim etzlay, and becomes like clear as day, kol zman shata memashmesh bohem, ata moitze bohem tam. Torah is something, the more you go into it, it doesn't get boring. The more you go into it, the greater the clarity. It's not just you're repeating the same thing. Every time you go over it, you get it a little more clear. That clarity that you achieve by delving further into it, when you chazer and chazer, nitba'er bazeh, you start understanding tamim, reasons for things, upirushim, and you understand it more clearly that you didn't understand it before. Zeh nikra chidushei Torah. And that's called chidushei Torah. Even if it's not your chidush, bein shehu mechadesh o acher, even if someone else comes, it doesn't make a difference. That's still called chidushei Torah. So Rav Chaim Volozhin is saying like this. You know what chidushei Torah means? Chidushei Torah means when a person learns something and he gets away with it. I learned. Good. I got it. And the simple elementary level, he technically understood it. Technically, he understood it. But then he decides, there's something else here. There's something down here somewhere. There's something in here. I want to get it more clear. I want to dig to go over it so that I can get it a little bit more clear. Then he reads over the Gemara and something more clicks. That didn't click before. Sometimes you read a Gemara. Then you read it again, and now it clicks that, you know, this is the answer to that question. Or it clicks, that's why Rashi said it like this. Or it clicks that that's why, you know, the Gemara gave two questions and one answer. So sometimes you didn't understand how that answer answered the first question. Or something just clicks when you read it the second time. That click is Chidushei Torah. That click tells Hashem that this person didn't just read it to get away with it. This person cares enough about the Torah, and this person goes over and puts extra effort to understand it. And that understanding is so precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has a level of Chidushei Torah to it. That's what Chaim Volozhiner is Chiddush. So Chaim Volozhiner here is doing an unbelievable thing. He says, number one, Chidushei Torah reach a tremendous level in Shemayim, unbelievable level. But don't think that the only way to achieve that is if you ask Chidushim, and I have one pshat in Tosfot over here, but it's not like the Tosfot over there, so it's a contradiction in the Tosfot, so the answer is according to the Rambam, and therefore, according to Rabbi Kiveger, I have an answer. No, that's a nice Chidush. But the Chidush could also be, I read the Gemara, and I thought I understood it, and I decided to understand it better. Now it clicks better. And then I read it again. And now it clicks better. And then I read it with the extra pirush. That better understanding also has the level of Chidushei Torah. This is what Chaim Volozhiner is teaching us. So I think it's a tremendous chizuk for us to connect with that concept a little bit more and a little bit better. Now, there's a famous story that the Nefesh HaChaim brings down. It's wrote in the Ruach Chaim, and we learned it together. It's a story about the Taz. A lady came into the Taz, and the Taz, of course, wrote the Pirush on the Shulchan Aruch, and a lady comes into the Taz, and she says, Rabbeinu, my son is dying. He got deathly ill. Please, can you do something for him? So he says, do I look like God? I can't do anything. You have to just daven. So if you remember the story, the way we have the version of the story, she says, I wasn't asking you to interfere. I was asking for the schus of your Torah. So he says, okay, so we'll dedicate the schus of the Torah for the child, and the child got better. That is the nusach of the story, the way we have the story. Which, by the way, I remember the day of 9/11, Mayor Shashiva said this story in Shir, and And he said this story in Shir, and then he dedicated the Shir for the people caught in 9/11. But anyway, but they bring down over here a different nusach of the story from Rabbi Yosef Zundel Misalant, during Talmud of Reb Chaim. Rabbi Yosef Zundel Misalant, his story, his version of the story is Beheshev La Taz, Hachidosh Shechidashti Betoisvis Ka'es, Yiyeh El Bencha. Your son should get the zechus of the chiddush that I said in the shir today. And she found that he was better. And then he says, "V'gam shebechol achidushim yicholim l'chayot meitim." That the koach of a chiddush makes you so connected to Hashem, makes you so connected to Hashem that you could be mechayim meisim. Okay, so that's the Koach HaChidushim. And I want to read you the language of the Chazon Ish when the Chazon Ish explains this concept of the Reb Chaim V'lozhiner. Aval inyan HaChidushim, pirish agorin Reb Chaim V'lozhin, b'yot she'ein oimek Torah shebal peh mizgaleh, the depths of Torah shebal peh, of Gemara, of Mishnayos, does not become clear to a person, ela achrei roi v'shkeida v'omel, after working on it a few times. Kolam is gala, the more you get clarity, mikri chidush. That's a chidush. Bechol mosif pekinyanim shatar niknes bahem. If a person works on himself to have the midot of Torah, moisif yediyah brura, v'toyim ni'imus atzfunais, he gets a clarity in Torah, asher hayu bi'ilum v'hester, terem amalai, that he didn't understand before he worked on it. V'hein, and that is what a chidush is, mesamchei nefesh, that makes you Sameach umalhive ahava and brings ahava. Mura mikol shifut hagufniyim, and it raises a person above the gashmius. Umahafchim geshem, it turns something physical, lenishmas chayim, to spiritual. It makes a person's physicality turn spiritual. This is the koach of Chiddushei Torah. So Hashem, we should be zocheh to continue understanding this and then implementing it as Hashem. Now, I don't know if you have my book, Moshe. I think you have my book on Brachot, the book that I just put out about a year ago.
Yes, I do.
So the introduction, the Hakdama to the book, is this piece, is explaining a little bit more on this piece of Reb Chaim. So maybe tomorrow we'll do it. Maybe tomorrow we'll go over that piece.
Great.
Okay? Very good. Okay. Well, to Rabbi, say good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Absolutely. I knew it was you.